mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.
Louis Theroux, he is back again. He's doing his documentaries, award-winning stuff. So where has he gone today? Let's find out right now.
Louis Theroux, and I'm back in Ireland investigating another sinister male-dominated cult whose followers are groomed, brainwashed, and inculcated with a sense of massive superiority from a young age. This is Inside Leinster Rugby. I travelled to South County Dublin, where members of the Leinster Rugby cult have gathered via a WhatsApp group, a place they call the Academy. They lift unfeasibly heavy weights and talk in strange accents.
Absolutely, Chief, yeah. Your looks maxing, are you, Hendo?
Most of them are known to each other by only one name. Hendo, Berkey, Fardo, Riles, the Big Cheese, and Jukebox. The cult members are comprised of young men plucked from just a handful of educational establishments designed with the sole purpose of producing a breed of superhuman whose only function is to play rugby. They start them early in these institutions, as young as four. My cameras made their way to one of these buildings, a large, church-like institution in Blackrock.
Right, class, concentrate, mathematics. Jack has two rugby balls. Max has one rugby ball. How many rugby balls do Jack and Max have?
Three rugby balls.
Correct.
Brainwashing continues right up to 18 years of age.
History. What seismic event happened in Ireland on January 21st, 1979? Yes, O'Connor.
The Pope visited.
No, O'Connor. 30 press-ups now. Yes, Deegan.
Brian O'Driscoll was born, sir.
Correct, Deegan. The birth of the goat.
16, 17...
The man they were talking about was treated like a deity and referred to as Bod. Also described as a total ledge, Bod was said to be able to conjure miracles from nothing on a rugby pitch. I was curious. I'd heard about other so-called ledges, one of whom was known only as Sexy. After much persistence and to and fro on the phone, Sexy agreed to meet me outside a horse show arena known as the RDS.
Yeah, how's it going?
At first, he was friendly.
I know, it's absolutely, I love your documentaries and stuff.
Oh, thank you very much, Sexy. But as soon as I began questioning Sexy about how Leinster ledges seemed to make up the vast majority of the Irish team, he became tetchy.
Look, shut up, will you? What are you insinuating?
No, I'm not insinuating anything.
Now, who sent you? Was it Rog, was it?
What?
Did he send you up, yeah?
Who's Rog? He kept referring to a man called Rog, who he described as bitter and twisted, and accused me of working for a rival cult operating out of a place called Toman Park. I was curious, so I arranged to meet this Rog.
How's it going, Louis?
Rog told me everything.
Yeah, they have the whole thing sewn up there, the schools, the under-20s, the academy, then into the Irish team. It's a
right.
Close shop.
Right. Rog was accompanied by a much larger man called Paulie.
Hi, Louis.
At first, I thought Paulie was Roger's bodyguard.
No, what I've done is...
But it turned out Paulie had actually infiltrated the Irish setup himself
monster
in an effort to get young monster men into the squad.
Terrible.
With little success.
Chance.
They told me to go to a Leinster match to experience the cult for myself, and so I did. As I mingled among cult members in the stand, I found it strangely intoxicating. The cult members themselves were surprisingly friendly, and I kept getting invited to large upscale weddings by people called Zach, Hendo, and Sparks. At one stage, I even met the mythical Bod himself.
Hi, Louie. How are you?
Who offered to become an angel investor in my podcast.
Yeah, no problem, Mick.
I felt a warm sense of entitlement embrace me. Before long, I experienced an urge I'd never had before.
I really love a Heineken.
I was hooked.
Okay.
I was now a member of the cult. Leinster, Leinster, Leinster.
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.